The payday loan bill that passed the Senate and Assembly was the product of a lot of compromise. Too much if you ask some citizen groups and advocates for the poor. They wanted a plan that would have capped interest rates on payday loans at 36% as compared to loans that can reach 500% under current law. What they got was no cap, and a bill they say is full of holes. But it would regulate payday loans for the first time in Wisconsin, limiting loans to $1,500 and keeping consumers from taking out more than one rollover loan to pay off a previous loan. It would also limit auto title loans. Oshkosh Assembly Democrat Gordon Hintz said it would protect consumers from an industry that's shameful and abhorrent.
If Wisconsin did nothing, if we did act on and nothing at all, we would be saying that it's completely okay that an unregulated industry is saying that financial devastation that it enacts on residents is okay.
The full legislature also sent a bill to Governor Jim Doyle's desk that would create a state-run insurance program for adults without kids on a waiting list for Medicaid. Premiums would fund the program, which would go away once the federal health care law kicks in. The legislature also sent a bill to Doyle's desk to give the state superintendent of public instruction more power to intervene in failing schools. The bill is aimed at Milwaukee in particular. This was also the product of a lot of compromise, but Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Tamara Grigsby said it was still substantial.
I'm not happy with this. This is not the best thing since sliced bread, but it gets us further than where we were. And any step I can take to move forward, I'm going to stand behind that.
Republicans called the plan meaningless because it would not let schools fire underperforming teachers. The Assembly also sent a bill to the governor earlier this morning that would allow for the sale of raw, unpasteurized milk on dairy farms. Trempealeau Assembly Democrat Chris Danow said it would open up a market for farmers who are interested.
Really what we're trying to do is bring an industry that's kind of been operating in the dark and sell it into the light a little bit.
The state's biggest ag groups and some lawmakers tried to block this plan. Reedsburg Republican Edward Brooks is a dairy farmer and says the farmers he knows don't want this. Brooks says they're worried that if raw milk makes people sick or kills them, it will hurt the rest of the state's dairy industry.
We have not a lot to gain, but we have a lot to lose. We have skin in the game.
Other big bills went nowhere. A plan that would make it easier to vote in Wisconsin got no vote in the legislature. Plans to create regional transit authorities to fund bus and rail also died. Perhaps the biggest bill to fail was an aggressive renewable energy plan. Racine Assembly Democrat Corey Mason alluded to it when he stood up to recognize Earth Day.
I rise today with some degree of irony because we're in the midst of a session where we attempted to address energy and jobs in this economy, and we came up short.
On top of that, lawmakers did pass another less publicized bill to the governor's desk that would make it easier for utilities to hit existing renewable energy benchmarks. Among the practices it would allow is the burning of waste to produce energy. This may not be the final word from this legislature. A special or extraordinary session is always possible. Unless that happens, it will be a lot quieter around the Capitol, and soon a lot busier on the campaign trail. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.